Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Two for Tuesday. That's today. On the show every morning, we have a different theme. You, the listeners, pick the songs that you hear coming back from commercials and bumps and news and all that stuff. Mike picked Frank Zappa, the Gumbo Variations, and Sunday marked 23 years since Frank Zappa passed away. God, 23 years since Zappa passed away. So that's our first of the two for Tuesdays. Yeah, two for Tuesday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Hey, Esmeralda, have we ever talked about that? You watch Top Chef. You don't have the cables.
I did.
But now you
up
don't.
Up until 2013. That's when I stopped having cable.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, I haven't been able to watch.
It's just the best, man.
I need to get back into it, I just keep forgetting.
The first episode of the new season started last week, and there are 8 returning chefs from the past and 8 newbies.
Oh, see, those are my favorite.
Oh,
I would have to go back and watch.
It's so good.
I need to binge watch all the shows.
Yeah, it's the best. Now, I don't know if 2013, I don't know if that was when Brooke lost to, oh my God, I can't remember her name, Sue? Because she won Last Chance Kitchen, came back and won.
Who is the one? The one I remember the most is, they were Chicagoans. It's what's her face? She now owns Parachute.
Oh.
She cried all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
She'd cry about everything.
Everything.
I hated her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hear her restaurant's very good, though.
But this new season so far, I mean, one episode in and it's already great. I'm such a dork, Esmeralda. I'm not kidding you. I keep notes. During every episode.
By the way, the last one I saw was Kristen Kish.
Kristen?
Yeah, she was adopted. I think she's originally from Korea.
Yeah, that's the one she beat Brooke.
Okay, then that's
Brooke
the one.
Came in second. I was so, that was when
I don't remember Brooke.
This is Brooke rules. Brooke is back. She's on the new season. And I'm rooting for her already. But so Kristen, that was her name. Kristen got eliminated. But that damn Last Chance Kitchen, she won that, came back, and then ended up winning the competition and beating Brooke. I would remember I was so mad. This is really funny. I remember coming in, and on Sundays I would follow the Kozlowski, the Three Bears. No, sports. It was Weekend Sports Center. It was just that Sports Center.
So, I remember. I know what you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, so I would come in. Kozlowski heard me bitching about Last Chance Kitchen and that Kristen shouldn't have won, and I hate Last Chance Kitchen. It sucks, and Brooke should win. And, in fact, I've had, in almost every season, Esmeralda, I've had the winner of Top Chef on the show. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Harold, I had Harold on did you remember the first season with Harold?
Yeah.
I had Harold on like 4 times. Fabio was a regular on my show.
I love Fabio. I don't take selfies. Like, you know how I was telling with those people I took selfies? I very rarely take a selfie. I got to meet him. I was freaking out because I got to meet Fabio.
Fabio was a regular on my show, has been in studio maybe 10 times. I used to hang out with Fabio.
He's top scallop.
He's the best. He's the best. So entertaining. Such a nice guy. I went to the opening of his restaurant here in Chicago. Just an amazing dude. But anyway, so yeah, I've had all the winners on. And except for the season where Kristen won. So I had Brooke on because I was rooting for Brooke and she should have won. So I had her on.
I don't remember her.
And I had Sam on because Elon won season 2, and he was a jerk. I hated Elon.
Sam is, he's diabetic, right?
Yeah, and he's tall and beautiful. He's back. He's back as well. He's on this new season. Esmeralda, you got to get cable. God.
Can I deduct it from my taxes?
I think you can. It's work. Yeah, it's work. It's work related. But anyway, I'm not kidding, Esmeralda. I have paper in front of me during every episode. And I jot down how I feel about the people, the chefs, and what they cook. And then I put a little check next to each name if I like them better each week. Right now, leading the pack, Brooke. I love Brooke. And in the newbies, there's a girl named Sylvia. She's Italian. And I'm rooting for her. As far as the newbies go, it's all about Sylvia. At this point, that could change. It's so good. It's so good. So anyway.
You just, so jealous you've met Sam.
Well, he was on the phone.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, I interviewed him. Stephanie, I've had on the show many times.
Right.
You know, when she won, she came in studio. I've been to a restaurant. That's, you know, well, she's a staple. But I've had him, everybody who's won, every single person who's won Top Chef, except for the two that I didn't like, were on the show. So, and I've had runners up too come on the show, people that I really like. I can't always forget her name. Who's the lunatic who's on the Chew with the big hair?
Carla?
I've had her on five times. I'm not kidding. I've had Carla. We did the hootie hoo over the phone.
Love her.
She's awesome. No, I don't think you understand my obsession with Top Chef, Esmeralda.
I had a huge obsession, then I lost cable and yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. If you had cable, you'd still be obsessed. Trust me.
For sure.
I think it's the best reality competition show of all time. I mean, without question. And it's been great since day one. There's never been a bad season of Top Chef.
Yeah.
That show is beautifully constructed and just incredibly well executed and compelling. I didn't like when they had the British jerk as one of the judges. I hated that guy. I can't even remember his name. The bald British dude. He was on for like two seasons and he sucked. And I can't remember what his name is. Dan, do you remember what his name was?
No, I'm trying to find it now.
He was a British dude, and he was on. I think he was on for two or three seasons, and everybody hated him. Everybody hated him, and he was the worst. That was the only season. Those were the only seasons where I'm like, why you got this guy on? And it was one of those deals where I was thinking that the producers of Top Chef fell under the pressure, thinking they had to have a Simon Cowell. There's got to be a mean British dude, you know?
I don't remember.
He was a bald, squirrely British dude.
Was he a critic?
Yeah, he was a critic, and he was a judge on the show. He was on the panel.
But that's his job was critic.
I think he was a critic. Yeah, I don't know.
Toby Young?
That's it. Oh, I hated that guy.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, I hated that guy. So.
Oh, he wrote. Oh, well, maybe you had. Did you like that movie, How to Lose Friends and Alienate People?
Kind of.
That's his memoir.
Oh, it is? Okay, well, Simon Pegg then played him.
So.
Simon Pegg played him, and Jeff Bridges was in that movie.
So that character, if you didn't know, that's him.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so I'm rest assured, Esmeralda, if you get cable, you will not be unsatisfied.
I'll have to find. What, I have
maybe
ways.
You can get it on Bravo. Can you do, like,
I got my ways. I just
have. You have to get back into it.
It's
only one episode in, Esmeralda.
Did you ever watch the desserts ones?
Yes, I watched the dessert. Watched Masters.
Top Chef Masters is the best. Amazing. Those are all amazing. You know, professionals.
Amazing.
And our guy Rick Bayless kept.
That's right.
Was winning. I was like, yeah.
Bayless rules. So anyway. Anyway, so I've already got copious notes on my coffee table from episode one.
You should do a podcast.
Well, I used to do Top Chef updates on the show, but now it's gotten to the point where it's weird for me to talk about stuff, you know, without spoiling it because nobody watches at a regular pace anymore. You know what I mean? Like
right.
It used to be every week we'd watch Top Chef and every week I'd do an update. And then it got to the point where people were like binging on stuff and I don't want to give anything away. I don't want to tell anybody who got kicked off on last Thursday's episode.
Yeah.
You know,
you should do a podcast.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would do it. I'm down for it. I just ridiculous how much I love Top Chef. Ridiculous. God, I love that show. And I'm such a dork. Now, every Friday morning, I watch Johnny Carson go right into Top Chef and get my notes.
I'll have to get on it. I love watching those kinds of shows if they're well done.
Yes. Yes.
I used to watch Project Runway, and then I got mad about it.
Yeah.
Because it moved to Lifetime. I don't know why.
You got mad because they moved from Bravo?
Because they moved.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to watch this anymore.
The thing that I love, the shows that I like are the shows that are about... really showcasing someone's true talent. It's not about bitching and moaning. It's not about, I don't like the drama. I used to watch those tattoo shows, like Ink Master and the other one.
But those aren't competitions. Those are just them doing their thing.
Right? No. It is a competition. You win at the end. You get like a bunch of money. You get an article in like Ink Magazine.
And they were actually tattooing people?
Yes.
That seems a little
shifty. It got to the point. No. It was great. For the first few seasons... Best Ink is still okay. Best Ink is all right. And I had Teresa from the two seasons ago on. because she won and she was adorable and I had her on the show and she's awesome. But it got to the point where it was just them screaming at each other and pushing each other and punching. And I was like, okay, that's enough. Now, the best one outside of Top Chef, and Dan, we've had people on, is Face Off. Did you ever watch Face Off when you had cable?
No, I don't even think it was on when I had cable.
Oh, it was. It was. It's been on for, I don't know. I was late to the game on Face Off. It's for people who don't know, it's about special effects makeup. It's a bunch of special effects makeup artists who do a bunch of challenges and then at the end get a contract and a big, you know, and get into movies and stuff like that. And it's all about what they create, how they create these challenges and what kind of makeup and special effects they put together. It is a great show. A great show that is all about the people's talent and skills and not about the drama. I mean, drama, a little drama here and there is kind of fun. But when it becomes all about, like, the Ink Master sucks now. It just sucks. There's like, it's not even about the competition. It's about how often can guys scream in each other's faces and push each other into the walls and stuff.
Yikes.
It sucks. But anyway, yeah, you should, if Face Off is a great show. And we've had the winners of Face Off on here, too. So, I don't know. Anyway, now one of the reasons I bring it up is because these reality competition shows, obviously, you know, the big one that kind of kicked it all off was American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
And the top one on this list of bizarre holiday albums is connected to American Idol. So that's what got me thinking to talk about. I didn't know I was going to talk for 18 minutes about Top Chef, but I was mentioning Top Chef in order to segue into American Idol, which is connected to the Weird Holiday Album number one, which we will talk about after this break. So we're talking about Weird Holiday Albums, which we'll hear some. And what are your favorite holiday albums? If you had a Christmas album that was a favorite of yours growing up and with your family, call us or text us 312-981-7200.